The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin. I'm at Forbes Street Restaurant Within and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
There's nothing like a pie as for winter.
Yeah, at this time of year, I really make them a lot at home. And I think they're a brilliant thing if you've had a roast chicken and you have a bit of chicken left over, or, you know, if you had a bit of roast beef, you can make a beef pie. So what I'm doing today is a chicken, wild mushroom and shallot pie with crushed carrot and parsnips. What you're going to need is 400 grams of ready roll short crust pastry this time. Of course, you could make it yourself. Short crust is probably one of the easiest ones to make, but just for efficiency, buy the one that's already made. 600 grams of diced chicken, and that's a mixture of breast and thigh. Your butcher will perfectly do that for you. Six shallots, which you're going to peel and quarter. 250 grams of wild mushrooms, or a packet of wild mushrooms. They sell down in all the supermarkets, and it's actually wild mushroom season at the moment, so they shouldn't be too expensive. A couple of tablespoons of dark soy sauce. Probably that's an unusual enough ingredient, but it just works really well at boosting the flavour of the mushrooms. Then for the sauce, it's 30 grams of butter, 30 grams of flour, 200 mils of chicken stock and 200 mils of cream, and then a little bit of chopped tarragon. Try and find tarragon if you have it, just if you can. It just works so well with the mushrooms and the chicken. And then you need an egg just for an egg wash. The carrot and parsnips is just carrots, parsnips, knob of butter, and I like a little splash of maple and some sherry vinegar. That's probably a little chef trick, that just as a seasoning. Then to make, preheat your oven to 200 degrees, place a medium-sized pot on, throw in the knob of butter, and you're going to sauté those mushrooms for about 5 minutes to go nice and golden. That just releases some of the water, but it also just brings on a little bit of flavour. Then you add in your shallots, and which are being quartered, and just sauté them for a couple of minutes. Now you're going to make the roux. So you go in with the flour, cook that for about 2 minutes, and the flour just soaks up all the butter and makes a roux. Then you add in your chicken stock and your cream. At this point, you're going to think you've done something wrong because it's going to look a little bit lumpy. But just stand there with your wooden spoon. Keep stirring as it comes up to a gentle simmer, and cook that for about 4 minutes. Then all you're going to do is turn off the heat, throw in your tarragon, your soya sauce, give it a stir, and then just have a taste of it. See, does it need a little bit more salt and pepper? It will. It'll take plenty of pepper as well. Set it to one side, and then you add in your chopped chicken raw. And this is, you could also add in cooked chicken here if you didn't have the raw. Because remember, we're going to pop it back into a casserole dish then. And then when it's cooled down, you put it in the casserole dish. Make sure it's cold. Roll out your short crust pastry on the top. Give it a good egg wash. Crimp the sides if you want it to look a little bit pretty when it comes out. Sprinkle the top with a little bit of sea salt. And then you're going to pop it into the oven at 180 degrees for 40 minutes. You can't really overcook this pie, but you can undercook it. It's important that the pastry is nice and golden and crisp. And then all we're going to do for the carrot and parsnip, peel them, cut them into chunks, pop them into some cold salted water, bring it up to a simmer, cook them till they're nice and tender, strain them off, back into the pan, back onto the stove, and cook it out again a little bit, making sure we get rid of any water. Give them a good mash. Nice big knob of butter, plenty of salt and pepper, and then a little splash of maple syrup and some sherry vinegar, and it really just elevates those carrot and parsnips.
And it'll also help the kids to eat it if they don't like parsnip and they don't like carrot, although the two together can defeat all of those.
They can, yeah. I think parsnips are such a wonderful ingredient, and they're just coming in, and I mean, carrots, we eat them all year round, but carrot and parsnip crush, or look, come here. A big bowl of mashed potato.
That'll do fine.
And you're going to have a very, very happy family on your hands.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.